Simon Shin Membez. Ben Ashmoshes, the Mechaber says, it's mutter to do things, Chazal Asim Shem Zera. The Mechaber says, any that's Asim, the Vesef, the Rabbanon, they weren't Geyser in the Ben Ashmoshes, as long as for a Dvar Mitzvah, or there's some of the Deich, some of the pressure, why you have to have this done. The Mishnah Berurah explains this Kula under Rabbanon's Ben Ashmoshes, the Tzarech Mitzvah, you know, the Mechaber says, call a Dvar, for all the Rabbanon's, that's not exactly the case. There are exceptions, during the Rabbanon's are Mechamer, and we cannot be make on them, Ben Ashmoshes, the Tzarech Mitzvah. For example, to carry less than 4 amos at a time, pachas pachas b'dal amos, that's more chomer. And the reason is because it's something that you could very easily make a mistake or mess up, and I'm coming to Issa D'Raisa if you carry 4 amos at a time. Similarly, Mishnah Berurah says, many places can hold the economic erev t'chumim ben ashmoshes, even for a tzarech mitzvah. Also, melacha she'ain tzurich l'gufa, when it's melacha they do that not for the gufa davar itself, the Ram holds the Raisa. But even though Roy Peskim holds the Rabbanon, it's more chomer than the regular Rabbanon, and it's not going to be mutter ben ashmoshes. Also, Mr. Burris says, important note, this heter to do the Rabban's Ben Shmashas with the Tzarech Mitzvah or the Samadha Deichik is talking about you are not Mekabal Shabbos yet. If you're a Mekabal Shabbos, to think Mizmer Shilim Shabbos, or Chadodi, or anything to that effect, like we had before some Reish Samachal, beginning of Hokka Shabbos, a while back, so then, even it's Bayyim, even it's Borshkiel, even it's Tzibra's Mekabal Shabbos, you personally didn't join them, but it's a Tzibra that you're part of, still be awesome for them for you to do a Shvus yourself, even for the Rabban Mitzvah. You'll still be allowed to do Amir La'akum for the Rabban Mitzvah. But do a shvus yourself for the Dvar Mitzvah. This special kula that we have over here in this little simon of Shin Mem Beis, that a shvus for the Dvar Mitzvah, a shav deichik, allowed to be ashmash, will not apply in the case that you personally or that the tzibur is already mekavah Shabbos. Also, you have to know what's called ashmash. It's also something you have to go back to some Reish Samach Aleph. You have to be very sure you understand what's called ashmash to know for how long this had to apply. Now, another shalom pleiskim, shalom achrenim, is this heter, is this said only by ben ashmash, by beginning of Shabbos, going into Shabbos? Or is it applicable also by Ashmash by the end of Shabbos? Now, Magrum says something about this, and he wants to say that maybe Lafuka Yoyma is different than Yula Yoyma. Misafik, we don't say that Shabbos started yet. Look at these Drabbanans. But to say that Shabbos ended, that you could start doing Drabbanans, it's Arch Mitzvah Shadachik, that takes more. Misafik, we don't say the Kedusha of Shabbos went off. And the Chayyadim is Taga Machra on this. And Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Be'er Locha, where he brings in the Beis Meir, he's Machria, he comes out, there really is no difference between the beginning of Shabbos and end of Shabbos. It's May Ashmash, it's allowed to Ashvus, that's Arch Mitzvah. And others say that as well, but Yehuda brings that from the Rash, but there's no difference. But the Maisa, the Rebbe says, Beis Meir writes to Yemach, Ramat HaShabbos, it's hard to know exactly when Be'an Shemashas, Ramat HaShabbos starts. There's a different Shita in Shkia and Seis. We all understand that there's a Shita, our Shkia that we go with the Goyin, or the Goyin Shita, however you want to describe it, that goes to everyone who means of Shkia's Be'an Shemashas. There's a Shita of Ramat Tam, where Shkia is much later and Seis is much later. And for many things, especially by Shabbos or Machmer, they'll form both ways. But to know exactly when Be'an Shemashas starts and ends, takes a big shikol, it's not something that once you pass on their own, one has to ask a shayla. Now, what's an example over here of Dvar Mitzvah or Shar Deichik that you can make all on the Shvus Ben Ashmashas? So the Mechaber says, for example, to climb on a tree or to swim in the water, which will disturb the Rabbanon. If you're doing it to bring a lulav or to bring a shayfer, those things will be okay. That's considered a Tzarech Mitzvah. Similarly, the Mechaber says, if to climb up on a tree to take down an Erev that you made or to bring it from a Carmelis, which is only a surrounded Rabbanon, bring from a karmas, different rishos. Those are things that you'd be allowed to do, even though you don't necessarily need to eat the erev as it's erev tchumen. You don't necessarily need to eat that food right now that you use for erev tchumen. But the ma'aser, if you don't take it down now, on Shabbos, it's going to be usher to get it from the place where it is, on the tree or from the karmelis, and then the erev is not going to take effect properly. It's going to affect your erev. So it's something that's going to harm the effectiveness of your erev. That's considered enough of a tzarech, the ben shmoshes. You can move it around or take it down from the tree in order that Shabbos should be accessible to you. This way the erev should be chal and should take effect. Now, it could be that it has to be that there's an important reason why I need that Erev. But if there's a legitimate reason why I need that Erev, the Mishnah Berurah says, example, some of the Torah of Nechmas, Levrach Neakusi, he has a guy that he's trying to run away from, trying to escape from, and now that's a cost of fashas, because Koch never should do anything. But he needs a reason, he needs to get away from this Kusi, get away from this guy. So that is equivalent to the Dvar Mitzvah, that you can make a Shvus Ba'ashmashas, and therefore if you need to get the Erev out of the tree, you can climb into the tree Ba'ashmashas, or move it from a Karmelis Ba'ashmashas, and we'll make sure it's accessible. But it has to be either a Dvar Mitzvah or something that's a real Deichik, something that's really important for you. The Mechaber says also that Ben Ashmash could tell a guy to light a candle for you. Even though usually Amir La'akam for the Raisa lighting a candle is not allowed on Shabbos, but Ben Ashmash, it's okay. Whether the guy is going to be lighting for you on Shabbos or lighting for Ben Ashmash, that in Shulchan Aruch is not so clear. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's the case, the guy is going to be lighting for you now also Ben Ashmash. But they tell Ben Ashmash to light it for you on Shabbos, that's going to be awesome, because on Shabbos you have a problem of the guy doing malacha for you, and the fact that you only did Amir Ben Ashmashas, that's not going to help you. To do Amir on Friday morning for a guy doing malacha for you on Shabbos is awesome. So it's not going to help the mirrors done by Hashmashas. Rather, we're discussing a case where the guy would do the malacha by Hashmashas also, and then it's mutter, whether you told him Hashmashas or you told him Friday during the day. And not just the tzarach, they need a guy to light the candle for, it doesn't just mean need for the suda. If one have a little light and you're sleeping, or some other thing, the Shaar Tzion says, that's a einik for you on Shabbos, that's enough for tzarach mitzvah, to imat ramir la'akum ben Hashmashas.